phone. Call me crazy, crazy, at least you're calling. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, and you take it all back. Then we all night till things get right. Then we think all night till things get right. Oh, yeah.
101.1 Wiz, Cincinnati's only station for hip-hop and R&B. Inside the Sunday School with that Dice Pineapples from Rick and Rose. And I got a special guest up in the building. You know her. She played Little Kim in Notorious. She was in Lottery Ticket. Miss Naturi Naughty.
What's up? I am good. Happy to be here.
Looking good, glowing this beautiful Sunday afternoon inside the church.
Well, you know, the Lord has blessed me. I got something to be glowing about.
I can dig it. So you've been in the Natty all weekend. What you been doing?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm here with a great friend of mine, Yasmin Pearl, who invited me, and I essentially started with one stop that was really important. I went to the Santa Monica Community Center, and Michael Pearl and all the kids there did this amazing talent show for me on Friday, and it was so great, and I basically judged and gave them advice about what it takes to be able to perform.
Right.
And they just had a good time. They went off. I was like, oh, I got a lot of love in Cincinnati, so that's cool. And these are inner city kids that need to be encouraged. And then on Saturday, went back to the community center, pretty much did a workshop Q&A for them to just learn how to be successful in life. So I just wanted to lift their spirits and let them know that anything's possible no matter what.
That's what's up. It's a big day in Cincinnati. We got the Bengals playing. We got the president that's here. So when we come back, we're going to get into all of that. Plus your upcoming projects. This is Bengals Nation here. So I got to ask you a question. Are you into football? Do you got a favorite team?
Oh, gosh. Well, I do. I love the Giants. New York Giants. Ooh,
okay,
I like Victor
Skills
Cruz.
Will love you.
I
Skills
like his
will love
salsa.
You. So keep it locked right here with your boy, the NOC, and the lovely Naturi Naughton. It's 101.1 The Wiz.
101.1 The Wiz.
Yeah. Right back inside of the Sunday School with yours truly, the NOC, a.k.a. Maserati Knock, with the lovely Naturi Naughton. I got a question. Your resume is looking real nice right now. You know what I'm saying? You played Little Kim in Notorious. Mm-hmm. You played Love Interest with Bow Wow in Lottery Ticket.
Yeah.
What project are you working on right now?
I have a new movie called Let the Church Say Amen.
Amen.
Which is Regina King's directorial debut, the amazing actress. So now she's segueing into directing, and she is awesome. I had a pleasure working with her. This is going to be a BET original film.
Nice.
It's actually based off of the book by Rashonda Tate Billingsley. So for people who are in Sunday church, it's a great book, and they've transitioned it and made it a movie, and I'm playing the lead role of Rachel.
Okay.
So spring 2013, check out Let the Church Say Amen. It's going to be dope.
Now, you were also honored for the Young and Powerful Obama Award. Tell me about that.
It was awesome, man. It was in L.A. just like a week ago. I was chosen as one of the honorees for the Young and Powerful Obama Award, and it was great just to be in a position where this organization in Los Angeles honored myself, Carmelita Jeter, another young lawyer who works for the Cochran firm. Just basically saying you're doing positive things on and off screen, but also being a prime example of what it means to be Black in America, positive example for the younger generations. And also, I'm a proud supporter of our president, Obama, so I'm really honored to have gotten that award.
And you know what? I'm glad that you mentioned that, because we were about to take a quick break.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back to this voting thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you some questions, because I really want your point of view on how this whole race has been run. You're inside of the Sunday School on 101.1 The Wiz. Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pools, right here on 101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's only station for hip-hop and R&B. Okay, right now, we got early voting going on down at the Board of Election. I want to know, how do you feel about the state of our community and the direction that the president is taking?
It's in a very big transitional state because we are in the process of rebuilding, and I think nothing is going to be fixed in just 4 years. We have to know that it's in the long run, the next generation that'll be affected, not just our generation.
Right.
So I think what President Obama is doing is preparing us for a future, you know, Obamacare acting, things for education.
Right.
So there's more things, I think, to help our community, but all people who may be in the middle to lower class. The president is not done. We're just getting started.
Just getting started.
And I feel like he is on the road. It's one of the main reasons why I support him.
And you know what? And I feel like we came out so strong and with support for him 4 years ago.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? He needs that same support for another 4 years, so that everything he's been working on isn't thrown out the window.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm excited to vote. Mm-hmm. I want everybody out there to go and vote. It's not a game. It's so serious.
Right. That's Before you go, I got to ask you. Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, hit me up on Twitter, at Naturi Naughton is my name. And hit me up on Instagram as well, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tweet you back. If you want to know any information, just hit me.
101.1 The Weeze.
Yeah, yeah.
The only hip-hop and R&B station.
It's the only